Hello. Hello. Hi.
Hi, this is Jason with Medicare Health Center. How are you?
I'm doing fine. How are you, sir?
I'm doing great. Thanks for asking, sir.
Yes, sir.
Well, we are contacting people on Medicare in your state because there are more affordable Medicare supplement plans which have been approved. So do you have Medicare Part A and B, right?
Part A and B. Yes.
Okay, sir. How old are you?
I am 78 years old.
That's great, sir. 78. And, sir, do you make your own decisions?
I surely do.
Okay. So, sir, may I have your 5-digit zip code?
77565. Oh, you want my home ad? Okay, go ahead. Go ahead.
So, sir, can you spell me your first and last name?
Hold on a second. Let me ask you a question. Do you provide burial benefits?
No, sir.
No.
We are providing you information regarding additional benefits with no additional costs, sir.
So I'm gonna tell you what happened. My mother's in the next room and she's passed away, and we don't want to say anything because she kind of fell and hit her head, and we want to just get her buried, and I don't want to pay for it. So I don't know what to do. She
passed away,
you know, she may have hit her head. I don't know. Someone may have pushed her. I don't know the whole situation, but I don't want to bother anyone about it. I just want to get her buried and get her under the ground and get it over with. You know what I mean? I mean, out of sight, out of mind, right? Nobody needs to know about this. Just you, my insurance agent, and you. What can we do? Can I throw in a couple bucks? We fix this up real quick? What do you think? Help me out, man. I've been a good man my whole life. We just need to get her buried. I'm thinking a U-Haul truck. Just haul her over and bury her. I can handle, you know, a bargain.
I'm very sad.
You're very what?
Say it again. You have a bargain?
You know what? I'm sad also. She was our mother. And, you know, she spent a lot of time raising us. And doggone it. I mean, everybody's got to go. They say the majority of people die, right? Okay, she went. She's gone. Okay, what good's it going to do to bring police over here and investigate this thing? Oh, did she hit her head? Did somebody hit her with the shovel? I don't know. Why does anybody need to know about this?
But mother is mother.
Not anymore, she's not.
Mother is very, very sweet.
Yeah, not anymore. She's not. She's sitting in there in the kitchen chair.
Oh, yeah.
We tied her to the kitchen chair. She was falling over, and we don't want her getting on the floor. She's starting to leak fluids. It's been about 4 days. And you know what? I'm starting to get upset about this. This is affecting my mental well-being. You know what I mean?
In how many years she's dead?
How many what?
In how many age she is dead?
She's been gone for about 4 days now. Okay.
Oh yeah, no sir. I'm asking that. How old was she?
Oh, she was. Oh no, she was in her 90s. She was in her night. She didn't have any life left in her any darn ways. You know what I'm saying? She was gone. She was gone. Right? She used to walk around. She'd get lost on the way to the bathroom. I mean, it's just as well she's gone, right? I mean, she was suffering. Her toenails were hurting. Oh, my God, her hair was hurting. She complained about everything. I used to go up and just slap the shit out of her and say, Mama, shut the hell up. You know, sometimes I just wanted her gone. I think I wanted her gone. You know what I mean? I feel you bad.
Was,
I feel bad. I feel bad.
I'm asking you that you were saying, Mama, shut up.
I told her, shut the hell up, and I slapped her. Because, you know, I mean, she slapped me before. She slapped me a few times. You know, it's not like she didn't deserve it. You know? When I was a little boy, she slapped me because I ate the candy, and I didn't, you know, I didn't have permission to eat the candy. And, you know, so, I mean, she got what was coming to her. I slapped shit out of her. Not too hard, but, you know, made her teeth fall out. You know, it was kind of funny. Her teeth will bloop right on the floor. Anyway, let's get back. Let's get back to the insurance policy. We got to get this wrapped up because I got a thing going on up at the tavern. We got happy hour going on here in a couple hours. I got to get up there. I'm craving a beer.
Sir,
I'm craving
I'm on the recorded line, sir.
Oh my God. Oh my God!
Okay. So
can you turn it off? Can you turn it off? Hey.
What?
Look. There's no need. Look, it's my brother that hit her with the shovel. Okay. It's my brother.
Okay.
It's my brother. He's got autism. Okay. There ain't no reason he should be held responsible for this. He got autism. Right? Hey,
sir,
look.
Can you spell me your first and last name?
Oh, I never give out my name over the phone. No, security purposes.
Okay, sir. Thank you.
I appreciate
Thank you. Here we go, and bye-bye.
Hey, can you transfer me to a manager?
What are you saying to my manager?
I want to get the burial.
What do you want to say to my manager?
I want to make use of your services.
Okay, sir.
And I'm going to tell him that you were part of the killing her. You were part of it. I'm going to blame it on you.